All right, good morning. It's State Player in for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. So schools in the burbs and some of Chicago's private schools started school already in the last 2 weeks, but tomorrow is the first day of school for Chicago Public Schools. CPS is the third largest school district in the U.S. with more than 600 schools providing education to approximately 400,000 children. And joining us to talk about back to school, school safety, and more is the Chief Education Officer of Chicago Public Schools, and that's Janice Jackson. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. How are you?
Glad you are joining us again on this Labor Day, and tomorrow's the big day.
Yeah, we're excited, as always. Tomorrow's our first day of school, September 5th, and, you know, thank you for the opportunity. We're always looking for ways to remind and encourage parents to bring their kids to school on the first day.
How was the attendance rate last year, Janice?
Last year, I believe the first day of school, we had about 94% of our students arrive on the first day, and we're looking, as always, to break that record. And the reason it's critically important is because research is clear that students who start on the first day of school tend to miss fewer days throughout the year and also tend to perform better. It's just a marker of starting strong so that students have the best opportunity for education that school year.
I remember years ago it was much lower than that, so it's nice to see it in the mid-90s, and hopefully, yeah, you can achieve closer to that 100% mark this year. What's the latest on test scores, graduation rates for the last year versus the previous year?
Thanks for asking. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been announcing, again, a lot of record-breaking scores. Starting with our elementary school data, our students exceed the national average over 60% of them, 61% of them in reading, and about 57% of them in math. And for the fifth year in a row, that score is going up. We've set a goal for the district for 75% by 2019. So we're, you know, getting pretty close to that goal each year.
That's great.
And then just today, we made a major announcement. Our graduation rate is up to 77.5%, which has grown over 30% in the past 5 years, which is remarkable. CPS continues to be looked at as a national model, not only because of the fast-growing graduation rate, but just a number of things. You've probably seen something out of Stanford recently where Professor Sean Reardon talked about just the remarkable gains happening here in Chicago, both locally and nationally, and point to CPS as a place to look for large-scale urban transformation.
That's terrific. And I know to graduate from public high school in Chicago, and the mayor announced this earlier this year, that students will have to meet a requirement where they must show they've secured a job or received a letter of acceptance to a college, a trade apprenticeship, a gap year program, or the military, and that starts this school year, correct?
Yeah, it starts this school year with our current sophomores. So the graduation rate has changed. I'm sorry, the graduation requirement has changed. But we definitely want to give students and schools an opportunity, you know, to build an infrastructure to support that. But you should also know we made it a graduation rate because we currently track that in many of our schools. Right now, about 60% of our kids graduate with a post-secondary plan. And what we noticed is that in schools where, you know, list some of the top schools in Chicago, we see 100% of those students walking out of the door with some kind of plan in their back pocket, and we just want to replicate that throughout the city.
Now, something very important, talk about school safety, safe passage. Nothing is more important than getting our kids to school in a safe environment.
Absolutely. I just recall a comment that I got. You know, I'm about the city all the time and I meet people. They tell me lots of things, good and bad, about CPS and how we can do a better job. But I just remember one meeting this lady this summer, and she told me the best thing CPS has ever done is the Safe Passage Program. And we're so proud of that. It started years ago out of need, and we were only serving about 35,000 students. Now we're way over 100,000 students being served by the Safe Passage Program. We started two new Safe Passage Programs this year at Harold Washington Elementary, and I can't recall the second school, but another school on the southwest side of Chicago. And again, we have a need throughout the city, but of course we pick the areas where we know safety is an issue. And what we've seen over time is that when students have a safe passage route, not only does it impact attendance, it also impacts the test scores. And one data point that I'll give you is that prior to Safe Passage, all of the schools in the Safe Passage program Their collective attendance rate was about 86%. Last we checked with last school year's data, it was over 93%.
Yeah.
And any educator will tell you getting them in the building is the first step.
Well, and giving them some sense of confidence when they're walking to school that they're not going to run into
exactly.
any trouble as well, of course. And there you have it. The first day of school for Chicago Public Schools is tomorrow, and I'm sure you'll be out there bright and early. And for more on the first day back, check your local school's website or visit cps.edu. Janice Jackson, CEO of Chicago Public Schools, always a pleasure, and enjoy the rest of your Labor Day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Janice. All right, Chicago's very own Bob Newhart joins us after a look at your morning traffic. Good morning again.
Good morning. It's just about a perfect Labor Day traffic report, other than ongoing lane closures on the